Hi everybody, this is Terry Laundrie with the T-Theory Observations for Sunday, the 14th of March, 2010. The main topic that we're going to do today is the concept which I call the Nelt Echo Low. That was requested, and that was a request that was made. So I'm happy to do it because I was also working on that in the gold chart, which is the second chart we're going to talk about today. And so I was also thinking about how to apply that to the trends in the April, May, June time period. And so I was very happy to get that request. So if you have a request on something else that that you think would have some general interest, send it along via email. I did reference at the bottom of this a page, the gold tea that was in 2004, which is where I remembered the concept of the double bottom, how double bottom teas tend to have this phenomenon we call at the end of the tea, where you decline a period of time once the major top is set at D, a time period which is always equal to the width of the double bottom at the center post of the tea. I remembered that from an earlier post, and so I have referenced it down at the bottom. And I would just say that if you want to see that, you just go to the bottom of the page, and you'll find down there in the categories a listing of the categories. And I will add a category after I finish and post this to the Nulled Echo, and I will put subsequent articles that have the Nulled Echo concept involved in that category, so that they will begin to show up there. But in any case, you can go scroll through all of the other gold articles that I wrote if you're interested in that. And I will be posting another gold article. I'm working on the project, and that's how I got interested in it, and so forth. The other thing we're going to talk about today is the summary of the short-term forecast. As you probably know, after the market has closed the next morning, early the next morning, I post a commentary on the previous market day's activities, assuming that the market had traded. Let's summarize that forecast, but let's just summarize it in the big chart here of the advanced decline T number 13. Now the two charts, what I've done is I've combined a chart of the S&P 500 in the upper half, and down below I put an advanced decline T chart because I prefer this. I prefer not to have the two overlap each other, which is an option at this site. You can have them, but they don't separate them. So it's easier for me to do it this way. But I didn't quite get the bottom chart for some reason. They're both three year charts, but for some reason the scales don't quite match up, so I mashed it up at the middle, and the A point and the D points are going to somewhat diverge. But let's just go through the summarize the forecast, and then I'll the general forecast for the big advanced decline in T13. Then we're going to talk about this point which says S&P 500 trend is toppy at resistance, which is at the current issue in the current plot for the S&P 500. You see that the S&P 500 has come back up to the old highs, but we're getting an arms warning signal, that is an overbought condition, which in the past has caused tops to occur at the point where nobody wants to go through this. Now, if you drop down to the AD chart below, you see that there was never any resistance in the advanced decline advanced decline. Plot. It has been very strong. It just shot right through, and because it's a leading indicator and it's in the T that projects that there is going to be a strong advanced decline trend up to point D, which is August 26, then we are going to assume that it's going to break through. But there has to be a trick involved into it, and that trick is probably that you're going to get a sharp decline because all the nervous Nellies are going to try and sell us off against you and knock the market back down. But what'll happen is that the people that are looking for the longer range bullish case will be looking for the earnings that are going to be coming out, and April is very good, and so they'll buy the reactions, so you won't have much of a downside on it. that you have to take that day by day, because what happened on Friday is now the arms ratio is starting to rise, and so that problem is going to cure itself. Generally, the story is you should have about 5 days on the, of correction or correction consolidation, and you need to have in that, and in the 5 day window, which is plotted at the bottom of my daily charts, you need to see over any 5 day interval relatively high numbers in the arms ratio, which is well above one, or one big one, which is up around 2 to 3. That would be sufficient to probably stop the decline, and you can take another shot at the upside. But because the advanced decline ratio, advanced decline line here is a normally leading indicator, it means that you're going to break it later on. The correction in the advanced decline line when we had the S&P correction was relatively minor, and it dissipated as would be expected, and this should break through either this month or next month going into April. However, as you go into April, you end up running into this phenomenon, which is shown at the right end of the T at point D, where you have two observations through history, which I consider to be very important additions to T theory in the last few years. The first important observation last year was that if you want to find out where the projected top of this of a bull market that comes from a double bottom, what you do is you split the double bottom between B and C, which is at the bottom in the advanced decline line, and try to match it up the best you can with the S&P 500. And then you define a cash buildup phase, or left side of a T, in the declining phase, which is shown in the green line in the advanced decline plot. So the peak in A is early June of 07, and you come down and you say that the cash buildup phase ended at B. And then you say that the time from B to C is neutral. We don't count it in any way. And then you say from C, you should have a 17-month advance, and that 17-month advance computes to roughly August, late August of this year. Along the way, the important observations, two important subcategory observations occur. One of them is that the double bottom at B and C is interpreted as having been reproduced in an inverted form as two tops. That's merely an echo going down to two bottoms. When it comes back up, it gets inverted into two tops. And one of the tops is at D. That's the top, that's the main projection top. And then you get one earlier by the width of the double bottom. So we know that the width of the double bottom is 3.5 months, so you back up 3.5 months from D, which is August 26th, and you should have a May high. Well, we also have a May high doing it in the third bullish T on the short term, and that's been refined to the 20th of May. So, you know, we don't know whether these are all going to work out exactly right, but it would appear that at the top, which is scheduled for May, is going to cause a dip, which comes down into the it comes down, and then the dip ends, and you come back up to D. In the past, you would assume that, and I showed the rise back up in the black line as going to a new high, but in the what's happened in the past is a double top with a token new high at D. So that kind of puts you in the position where the May high and the August 26 high could be of comparable levels. And if you want to be on the safe side, that means that you have to move back to May as potentially being relatively important with a sharp decline and then a recovery that's slightly more to D. And that's one of my topics. The topic which I call the nulled echo low is a more interesting phenomenon, and one which has caused me a lot of confusion and inability to understand why, when you drop off the D top, do you go into this persistent decline and then have it end abruptly at some arbitrary point, which is not really understandable from other technical issues. And my conclusion is that it always lasts the width between the two double bottoms. That is, you take the distance, the time span from B to C, you add it onto the top date, and you will see a decline that is persistent. That it, what has happened is that the echo, the interpretation of the echo from A down and bouncing off B and C, causes some sort of cancellation for a period of time which is equal to the width between B and C, starting from point D and lasting to the bottom. It turns out that knowledge of this, if we can confirm this is always true, which seems to be the case, is that you can always let things go at D and be sure that you're going to see in this case, it would be a 3.5 month decline. And then if you are entering into a bear market, there will be no big rally from the oversold condition after you go down for the 3.5 months. And you'll start to go sideways, then you'll roll over and you go into a bear market. On the other hand, if you know something is wrong and it turns out you are in a bull market, what you will see is a real honest to goodness low at the point which would be mid-December, and then your market will blast out in a bullish trend. Why this turns out to be useful to you is that you can let go at D and assume you're in a bearish trend. You're insured that you have the 3.5 month decline. Now, at that point, what's going to happen is the market's going to start to go sideways because it's going to work the oversold condition. If it doesn't rally, then you're pretty sure you're in a bear market. If it does rally, you're pretty sure that if it rallies vigorously, that you're not in a bear market. Okay. So our forecast is that D is an important top, and the rally that we've seen for the 17 months from C to D is in fact going to lead us into a serious bear market. So we know what's supposed to happen. Now what we're going to do is we're going to see if we can get a confirmation by this width in the nulled echo. And if it's true that the nulled echo is the first wave down in a bear market that's going into the period of time, which is 2013, 14, 15, 16 type period, then you got to do a lot of thinking about what you're going to do to preserve yourself. And of course, that brings you to the question of the gold as a haven. And of course, in our other advocate, the best bond strategy, that by the time you get to D, you're supposed to be in government bonds. So that's one way to protect yourself against the bear market. And then the other concept was likely to be gold for other reasons. So I just wanted to summarize these, what the pattern is, and the fact that we should have a short-term pullback sometime this coming week, and it should get, as soon as it gets to be oversold in terms of the arms ratio, which I will detail in my short-term forecast, then we should be able to break out, and then we go through this business where it looks like May could be an important top. You get a dip, you come up to D, and then you have to go down for 3.5 months is the important thing. There are other things which I'll add on when we get further down the list that are also interesting, that make use of the nulled echo, because it also exists in short-range T's. But you have to understand the big picture where it's a little bit easier to see it, because in the short-range T's, things tend to go kind of fast. So that's it for my first audio commentary here, and I'll be back shortly. Thank you.